Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for April 11th, 2024. This is Tony Drivis. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Grain and soybean futures were mixed in overnight trading ahead of today's supply and demand reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. USDA is expected to cut its outlook for soybean production in Brazil, the world's biggest exporter of the crop, and its forecast for production in the South American corn production in the South American country. Soybean output likely will be forecast by the agency at 151.7 million metric tons, down from USDA's March outlook for 155 million tons, according to a poll from Reuters. Corn production in Brazil will probably be pegged at 121.8 million metric tons versus the prior month's outlook for 124 million tons. In Argentina, soybean output likely will be seen at 50.5 million metric tons, up slightly from the U.S. Ag Department's March forecast for 50 million tons, the survey said. Corn production in the South American country is expected by analysts at 55.6 million metric tons, the Reuters poll said, down from USDA's outlook a month earlier for 56 million. The Rosario Grain Exchange in Argentina said yesterday that it now puts corn production at 50.5 million metric tons, down from its previous forecast for 57 million tons. Damage from spiroplasma disease carried by leafhoppers led to the cut, the exchange said. USDA likely will raise its forecast for domestic soybean and wheat stockpiles while curbing its projection for corn inventories in today's reports, the survey said. Corn futures were up 1.5 cents to 435.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 1 cent to 557.5 a bushel, and Kansas City futures lost 3.4 cents to 593.75 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery dropped 3.75 cents to 1161 a bushel. Soy meal added $1.70 to 332.60 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.65 cent to 46.95 cents a pound. Ethanol output and inventories declined in the 7 days that ended on April 5th, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production fell to an average of 1.056 million barrels per day, down from 1.073 million a week earlier, EIA said in its report. In the Midwest, the biggest producing region by far, output dropped to 1.008 million barrels on average from 1.023 million. Gulf Coast production was down by 2,000 barrels to 16,000, and West Coast output dropped by 1,000 barrels to an average of 9,000 barrels per day, the agency said. That was the entirety of the losses, as East Coast and Rocky Mountain production were both unchanged at 11,000 barrels per day. Ethanol stockpiles in the week through April 5th fell modestly to 26.208 million barrels from 26.416 million 7 days earlier, the EIA said in its report. In weather, red flag warnings have been issued for the eastern two-thirds of Nebraska and parts of several other states for today, according to the National Weather Service. Counties in Iowa and South Dakota also are included, along with a long strip of land in central Kansas, stretching from the Nebraska to the Oklahoma borders. In eastern Nebraska, winds will gust from 30 to 40 miles per hour, the agency said. Relative humidity will drop to around 15%. Any fires that develop will spread rapidly. In south central Kansas, winds will be sustained from 20 to 30 miles per hour, and gusts of up to 40 miles per hour are in the forecast. Humidity will fall as low as 17%.